Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about what boaters should look out for before taking their vessels out to the waters.
Let's get into the whole boating safety stuff, because I know a lot of people are going to be itching to get out in the waters and really get out and enjoy this nice weather that we have. So, coming up, I know that Lake Darling has their, even if the restrictions still tighten, you know, there's still some of those boating ramps open and the open waters are still open to be enjoyed. So when it comes to some of the boaters going out, what's some advice you would give to them as they start to come out?
Sure. I will say so far we've had a large number of boats out on the lake, whether it be during the week or on the weekend. There's been several times where our boat ramp parking areas are just about full to capacity with boats out on the lake, and that is very, very great to see. But what I would really, really advise to folks is take the time, you know, early on in the season here, you know, the first time you're getting your boat out or what have you, take the time to kind of refamiliarize yourself with your equipment and with everything, and looking over all of your equipment, whether it be your boat itself, the motor, or, you know, the trailer that you're hauling it on, checking the tire pressures, things like that. And then we get into the safety equipment that's going to be required for boats. And not only checking it all for you know, to be in proper working conditions, such as your life vest, looking those over, make sure they didn't get any mouse damage over the winter, anything like that. Make sure they're still, you know, fully functional. Same thing with fire extinguishers. Make sure, you know, that those are properly charged. If a boat is over 10 horsepower, a motor is over 10 horsepower, those boaters are required to have a fire extinguisher on board and accessible, you know, in the event of an emergency. So refamiliarizing yourself with that equipment, making sure you know where it's at, you know, that way you're able to access in an emergency, and just taking an inventory of the proper equipment that you have on your boat, you know, versus what is needed to have on your boat, you know, for safety. And then just following through accordingly.
Exactly. And I guess one of the things that's kind of interesting, you know, you talk about a lot of people coming out already, you know, there's full capacity of people. I guess one of the questions I have for you is, when it comes to boating at Lake Darling, are there any rules that people have to follow, or is there some sort of capacity rule if the lake gets to a certain capacity of boaters, people can't be there? What's sort of the guidelines and rules that people have to follow if they want to boat at Lake Darling?
Sure. The biggest thing is just it's you know, what we used to call a no wake lake, or it's a 5 mile an hour limit, speed limit or less on the lake, you know, which does kind of equate to no wake. So it's idle speed only. Folks can have any size boat motor on the lake. We don't have any restrictions as far as that goes. But again, they just have to operate at kind of idle speed only. That's due to the size of the lake, as well as, you know, the potential, as we said, it's been very busy. You know, the potential to have a large number of boaters, and not just boaters out there, but, you know, your canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, things like that. You know, it's just, it's not a large enough area to be able to operate at high speeds, you know, when we're trying to keep everybody out there as safe as we can. So as long as, you know, folks are abiding by the 5 mile an hour limit or less out on the lake, that's, you know, really the only restriction. And then when it comes to the capacity you're talking about, once the parking lots are full, you know, as long as folks can find a place in those parking lots to park their boat and trailer, we really haven't run into that issue where we, you know, had run out of parking. So we've been fortunate for that.
There we go. And I think one of the other things that's kind of interesting, you know, boats are just like cars. You know, you need to know how to kind of control them and know what to do if things go wrong. So I guess the one question for you is, are there some sort of boat safety courses offered in Iowa?
There is. If you go onto the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website, there are boater education courses available, and those are open, you know, open for anybody to take. You know, the people who would be required to have that boater education course taken would be anybody who's between the ages of 12 and 18 years old who are going to be operating a vessel by themselves. Those people, you know, 12 to 18 years old operating a vessel by themselves are required to have the boater education course done. If they're going to be by themselves, but if they're going to be with a responsible person at least 18 years old and is experienced operating a vessel, then they wouldn't need it. However, it's a great course. It's full of great information. It covers everything from the required safety equipment to the rules of navigation as far as operating the boats, and, you know, things that you're required to have during the daytime versus your lights at night, different things like that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.